From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas said Wednesday the Palestinians cannot continue to feel bound by agreements with Israel that are continually violated by the Jewish state. He says we cannot continue to be bound by these signed agreements with Israel, and Israel must assume fully all of its responsibility as an occupying power. And the announcement is the most serious warning yet to Israel that Abbas might walk away from engagement with Israel and dissolve the Palestinian authorities. In his remarks, Mr. Abbas added that Palestine deserves full membership and recognition as a state of the United Nations. He says, Palestine, an observer state of the United Nations, deserves full recognition and full membership. It is unconscionable not to, in light of all the enormous sacrifices we have made. Abbas delivered his comments ahead of a ceremony to raise a Palestinian flag at the world body for the first time alongside those of the UN's 193 member states. The Russian Defense Ministry said on Wednesday that the country's air force had begun striking Islamic State militants in Syria, targeting military equipment, communication facilities, and arms depot, according to domestic news agencies. Earlier Wednesday, the Russian parliament gave Vladimir Putin its unanimous backing to launch airstrikes. However, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the answer to civil war is not to be found in a military alliance with Assad.
Assad will never be accepted by those that he has harmed. Never possible to become a legitimate leader in the future. Never possible to lead a reconciliation nor a unification of a country.
This is VOA News. Burkina Faso's government says a military general who led the recent short-lived coup has sought protection in a foreign embassy. Comes a day after the army opened fire on his supporters in the presidential guard to force them to disarm. In a communique Wednesday, the government said negotiations are underway for General Gilbert Diendere to give himself up. He told the Associated Press he's willing to turn himself over to face justice and that he wants Burkina Faso to resolve its crisis through a dialogue. NATO said Wednesday its special forces are supporting Afghan troops in Kunduz after Taliban insurgents seized the city, fought off a counterattack, and advanced on the airport to shore up the biggest victory in 14 years. Heavy fighting was underway near the northern city's airport where government forces had retreated. Meanwhile, people living in Kunduz have been evacuating after a third day of heavy fighting between government forces and Taliban insurgents. Afghan lawmakers have called on President Ashraf Ghani to resign Wednesday over his government's shameful handling of the battle for Kunduz. Outside the building, but within parliament grounds, female lawmakers gathered to support the call. This is Fatima Aziz. She says, we don't want to hear lies anymore. The government keeps telling us they're sending troops, but it's almost 72 hours that people inside the city have been suffering from a lack of food and water and electricity. The Afghan army was supposed to have been bolstered by its own reinforcements for the campaign to retake Kunduz, but attacks on convoys making their way to the city meant that backup troops were only trickling in. An Indian court sentenced five men to death on Wednesday for a series of bomb blasts that ripped through packed trains in Mumbai in 2006, killing nearly 200 people. Another seven people were found guilty of involvement in the attack in India's financial capital and were sentenced to life imprisonment. In all, 12 men were convicted. Meanwhile, the defense lawyers say that all 12 will appeal the verdict. This is defense lawyer Yug Mohit Chaudhary.
The evidence in this case is shoddy, to say the least. It's not fit for conviction, let alone a death sentence.
The bombs were packaged in pressure cookers and then placed in bags and hidden under newspapers and umbrellas in those trains. Europe's migrant crisis was set to be the focus at the UN Wednesday, with Secretary General Ban Ki-moon seeking to muster a global response to the exodus of vast numbers of people from Syria and elsewhere. The UN chief opened the General Assembly in New York this week with a call to Europe to do more, and appealing to the international community to tackle the source of the problem. He said we should not be building fences or walls, but above all, we must look at the root causes in the countries of origin. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.